Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Father, I ask you to speak now, and I thank you that there's power in your word, and it will never return to you void. So I pray, we are open. Now speak, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, like Eddie said, today's a special weekend, so I'm going to do my best to share God's word in the shortest time possible so we can carry on with other celebrations of his goodness. Let me tell you a story about a gentleman called Spafford. Spafford was a successful lawyer in his city, and he decided, as he was succeeding in his law practice, to invest the profits he was making. And he had interests in real estate and invested in real estate. And God blessed Spafford. He had a great family and four special daughters that he really loved. And along the way, God added to their family a son, a baby boy, and that was joy to the Spafford family. And those of you who have daughters, you know how they like to take care of their little brother. And so the Spaffords were really excited, but 4 years down the road, that little boy died. He died, and it broke the Spafford family's hearts. And I mean, Spafford and the wife, Anna, broken. The sisters were broken. And shortly after that, there was a big fire that raged in the city of Chicago. It's known as the Great Chicago Fire, burned down lots of buildings. And Spafford's real estate interests were gone, just like that. In the overwhelming situation they were in, he thought, we better go on a holiday and just rest. So Spafford arranged for his family to go for a holiday in Europe from Chicago so they could just somehow come down together as a family. And before they could be able to leave, unfortunately, that great fire impacted the economy and there was an economic meltdown as well. Spafford was financially challenged, but he had already arranged for the holiday. And the government city, the officials at that time said, we want to meet everybody who's lost their property and rearrange how the city's going to be in terms of real estate. And that was the time the family was to go. So he ended up letting his wife and four daughters go ahead of him so he could join them. And while he was doing the different meetings, trying to make ends meet, Spafford received a telegram from his wife, Anna. And this is what it said. Two words, saved alone. What had happened along the way, because they didn't fly, they used a ship those days. They had a shipwreck. And all Spafford's four daughters died in that shipwreck. It was only the wife Anna who survived. And so Spafford decided to go to Europe to just be with his grieving wife, and through all these disasters that had happened, and as the captain reached the spot where the other ship had a wreck and the people drowned, the captain stopped and said to the people on the ship, and Spafford was there, said, that is the place where the shipwreck happened. And Spafford, in that very moment, penned down words that have become a favorite hymn today. When peace, like a river, attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, because he was in the ocean. And then he says, whatever my lot, God, you have still taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And the second verse says, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. That song, that hymn has been an encouragement to millions in times of suffering and pain. Today, as we conclude our series, The Reason for Faith, we want to talk about the subject, why a good God would allow suffering in our lives. Suffering is a very part of life. And sometimes when we go through suffering, we begin to question. We have lots of questions because, you see, suffering brings pain. It brings distress. Suffering brings misery upon our lives. And suffering will affect us at a physical level in form of sickness or in different disabilities. Suffering can affect us spiritually. It will affect us emotionally with broken hearts. We may be healthy, we may be wealthy, but we are suffering on the inside. Suffering can affect us psychologically, so that we can't even sleep. Our minds are bombarded with all kinds of thoughts. Suffering brings pain, distress, and misery. And in those times of suffering, we begin to ask questions. God, why me? What did I do? Where are you, God? Do you not see what I'm going through? Why can't you stop this suffering? Anybody of us ever asked those questions? Why do bad things happen to good people? And why do good things happen to bad people? Sometimes we think like that. But the truth is that bad things happen to all people. Because as long as we are this side of life, suffering would happen. Why would a good God allow suffering? Suffering tarnishes our view of God. We even begin to doubt His goodness. Is God really good? And I've got to tell you, my friends, there is no circumstance that can change God's nature. No amount of suffering that will ever change God's nature. God is good all the time. Not just sometimes, because sometimes when things are going good, that's when we say God is good. When things are going bad, we are like, God, are you really there? God's nature, His DNA is goodness. He's good all the time. You can see it in the Bible. When He created everything, He created it good. When He created man, He said, very good. But suffering entered into the world when man fell. When Satan deceived man and caused man to doubt God and disobey God, then suffering came. Suffering is a consequence of the sin of mankind. And all suffering, by the way, can be tracked to a disobedience somewhere. And some of us experience suffering not because of the choices we've made, but because of the choices other people have made. So suffering is a reality in life. You see, the fall of man affected us so much, and now people make sinful choices. And those choices come with consequences that bring suffering. The fall of man affected this world we live in. It's now a broken world. And so we have different natural calamities that impact on our lives and bring suffering. When you think about the tsunami and the floods and the droughts that happened, and people go through different kinds of suffering, all a result of the fall. But also because man fell, Satan now has a lot of leverage in people's lives. He torments people either with sickness and oppression and demonic things that he brings upon people that brings untold suffering to us. And so suffering is here because man fell. But I've got good news for you. Because God is good, He still comes through for us, even in our suffering. Here's what Jesus said, speaking to His disciples in John 16:33. He said, I've told you these things, telling His disciples, because He was telling them about the suffering He was going to experience, but also the suffering they would experience as a result of serving Him. He said, I've told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. They will be suffering. But take heart, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. So in the middle of suffering, we have a guarantee that this God who is good will be with us in our suffering. And we do not have to wreck our faith, because when we suffer, go through moments of suffering, it begins to affect our faith. And our theme this year is faith over fear. But sometimes suffering is a roadblock to our faith. And also suffering can become a highway of doubt and even a highway of losing our faith. But today, as we talk about the reason for our faith, I want to remind you that this God who is good allows suffering to come into our lives, because he will never allow any of our suffering to be wasted. There's a purpose and a plan behind every suffering we go through. God turns around what the enemy made for bad and turns it into good, because he is a good God. So, is there any purpose to suffering when you're going through suffering? And today I just want to share with you a couple of thoughts on some of the things that God achieves through our suffering. And I want to say to you today, every suffering we go through this side of life has an expiry date. It is temporary. It will come to an end. It may feel like it's not coming to an end, but I gotta tell you, it will come to an end. But in eternity, if you have never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, by the way, without Jesus, suffering on earth is already hell on earth. But with Jesus, you know he will go through with you. There's hope. Without Jesus, suffering on earth is so painful, but even in eternity, the suffering isn't temporary, it is permanent. So I want to challenge you, if you're here and you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open up your heart to him. Why go through suffering twice, here and in eternity? The Bible describes the suffering in hell as one where people will be gnashing their teeth. It will be so painful, even if you don't have teeth, somehow they will grow. And God doesn't want you to experience eternal suffering. He wants you to have eternal life with him. And you do that by accepting Jesus now. And Jesus isn't just for the future. He goes with us through suffering. He makes it purposeful. Here are some things that happen when we're going through suffering. One, our God who is good allows us to go through suffering, because in suffering, God wants to mature our faith. Faith is matured through suffering. He builds our faith through suffering. Faith has to be tested for it to be refined, to be genuine and mature. It goes through stress, and suffering does that. Suffering does that. You see, friends, faith isn't just built in the prayer room. Faith is also built in real life experiences. And I love what James says here. He says in James 1:2-4, consider it pure joy, my brothers. He says, consider it a joy. And he's writing to people who are going through suffering. He says, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So God allows suffering to come to us so he can build our faith. Suffering refines our faith. When we are going through suffering, my friends, God isn't looking for big faith. God is looking for genuine faith. In the middle of the darkness you go through, all God is looking for is, do you have a seed of trust that God is with you in the suffering? He can take you through. So God uses suffering to mature and build our faith. Secondly, God uses suffering to build our character. To build our character. Because listen, our character is best built when we are going through life circumstances that seem opposite to the things God says about us, and their character is tested. It's one thing to say I'm a person of integrity. It's another thing to say I'm a person of integrity when your integrity has cost you your job. Character is built there. Let me give an example. Anybody called patience here? Yeah, there's a patience over there. And there's another patience over here. In the last service, there was a patience who was a man. And he's really amazing, and he's a friend of mine. I didn't even know he was called patience. Now, I'm not going to be like these wacky prophets who say, any patience here, I can see your bedroom. What is a man of God looking for in my bedroom? That's all nonsense. Never follow such people. They are to point us to God, not to our bedrooms. Anyway, patience is a beautiful name, but patience is also a virtue. Patience is a virtue, and how many of you want to be a little bit more patient? And how many of you are impatient in trying to be patient? I was like that. When I was a younger man in secondary school, my parents entrusted me for the first time and said, you know, you need to learn how, you know, things work. So you're gonna pay your fees. Here's the school fees. Here's the bank charges. Go to the bank and experience paying school fees. And so I went, and this was just as an early teenager. I tell you, those days, the queues were long. They were long. And I queued up. And then there were these guys here who would just go in. Some would pay their way through, and they go pay fees. And you guys are in the queue, and you're patient. And then the banks used to close for lunch. And then you have to come back in the afternoon and queue up. And boy, I was getting impatient because I wanted to go home and play. I wanted to do all of that. And then there was a gentleman I'd watched. He would keep going in and out, going in and out. So he came to me and said, you know, I've seen you here. You've been queuing up for very long. And then he says, let me help you because the bank is going to close, and I can help you make sure you pay today. At that point, I said, I can do with any help. So I said, please help me. So he took my bank slips. He took the money. He entered the bank. And about 10 minutes later, and it was coming close to the time when they just closed the bank and the rest of you come the next day. So he came out and says, yeah, I managed to give it to the cashier. And so just wait. When you go in, you'll just receive your bank slips. And I was like, wow, that's so good. And so we had a conversation with him a bit. And he was a fair gentleman, and it was a good conversation. And he said, let me go and use the bathroom for a short call. He has never come back from that short call up to today. He's never shown up again. And so I'm there. I talked to the people in the bank. I said, my bank slip has to be somewhere. They said, no. And I kept, then they had to tell us to get out of the bank. And I knew I'd been conned. That was the longest walk I had going home. Difficult circumstances, very emotionally draining, psychologically, the thoughts I was going through. But here's what God was teaching me. He's teaching me, you gotta be patient. Patience can be painful sometimes, but it pays. The other thing God was also teaching me was, do not just trust anybody who comes to you saying they want to help you. He was teaching me to be discerning, to be thoughtful, not to let pressure make me make decisions for others to help me when I've not checked them out. Through suffering, God builds our character. There's a purpose. Another thought about suffering that I want to leave with you, purpose in suffering, is that God sometimes allows us to go through suffering because he wants to display his power and his glory. We want to see the power of God at work in our lives. God's power tends to manifest in times when we are going through deep pain and suffering. God says, I'm going to show off who I am in your situation if you can only continue to trust me. There's a story in John chapter 9 that verses 1 to 3 talks about Jesus. He was going along and he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? Because the Jews always associated suffering with sin. So who sinned? Is it this man or his parents that he was born blind? But Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. If you are going through suffering, my friend. Don't give up hope and don't give up faith. Continue to lift up your eyes to Jesus. Wait for him to display his glory and his power. Because sometimes he allows us to go through and then he shows up on our behalf. So God allows suffering to happen to us so he can display his glory. But finally, final thought I want to leave with you today is that God allows suffering to happen in our lives to always remind us that we need him. Suffering always causes us to look up to God. The psalmist said, I look up to the hills. I look up to the challenges around me. Where does my help come from? My help comes from God, who made the heavens and the earth. Friends, may suffering never cause you to lose sight of God. Instead, may suffering cause you to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Come on, give him glory if you believe that. So I would like you to recall these things. Why a good God allows suffering to happen. One is that there is a purpose that God is achieving in your life through that suffering. He turns what the enemy meant for bad into good. But secondly, I want you to remember that God is so good, he will never let you go through suffering alone. He's with you in the suffering. Just like he was with Daniel's friends in the fire and with Daniel in the lion's den, God is with you in the suffering. The final thing that I want to leave with you as well is that every suffering has an expiry date. Suffering on earth is temporary. But without Jesus in your life, you're going to experience suffering on earth. And then there's eternal suffering, which is separation from God forever. God doesn't want you to be separated from him forever. He wants you to spend eternity with him. And the decision you have to make is very simple. Trust Jesus with your life today.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and